Hello and welcome to Music Ally Focus with me, Music Ally's editor, Joe Sparrow. And in this special episode, we're checking in on the Music Business Academy for Africa training program, which is geared towards developing the next generation of music industry executives in Africa. It's developed by Creative Industries Initiative for Africa in partnership with Music Ally, as well as Dr. Carlos Chinaros of the Music Business Department at the New York University. So having been involved with the MBA for Africa for a few years now, we thought it would be good to speak to some of the staff, some of whom are also alumni of the program, and to check in on how education is meeting the needs of the music industry in West Africa. So we're going to speak to Kinny Abasi-Idet, Head of Operations, Pokius Jan, Head of Administration, and Nisi Uto, Project Manager. I'd also like to thank, at this point, Okoro Francis, who's Head of A&R, for taking part as well. But unfortunately, a technical gremlin meant that that recording of the conversation was not usable in the podcast. So I'm sorry about that, but thank you for taking part. Anyway, we got some great insight on the skills that the local music industry needs from emerging students and emerging professionals in the music industry, and how the global attention on West African music at the moment is helping the local industry develop the next generation of artists and industry professionals. Let's jump over to our chat right now. Right, I'm very happy to invite a number of guests to this week's podcast. We've got a bunch of people who are all working with Music Business Academy for Africa team. So welcome to all of you. The Academy's been established now for some period of time. It's been having a really interesting impact on the local music business economy, on young people who are studying, on the music business in a wider sense. So it'd be great to talk about the Academy in that context. So with the sort of view of being able to look at what you've been doing for the past period of time there, what skills and knowledge do the people studying at the Academy really need to learn to help them transition to becoming professionals within the local industry? Nisi?
Okay, so I did the Music Business Academy for Africa last year, that's 2022. And I would say that from the classes and from the group work and teamwork and all of that, I was able to pick up things like team, working better with a team, and you know, being more responsible. So those types of skills are what the Music Business Academy for Africa will teach you. And then leadership and, you know, just taking opportunities where you see them. Right. So MBA basically teaches you how to do all of those things. And those are skills that you can apply to the real world at any time. So, yeah, MBA is great for that.
What is it, do you find that the local industry, which is growing rapidly and expanding and becoming something really meaningful, what kind of skills are they looking for in graduates from the Academy?
So graduates for the Academy need to have a knowledge of everything relating to music. So MBA basically teaches you, we go through a number of things in A&R, management, marketing, you know, it's extensive. And you need all of those skills when you are going into the actual world for, you know, the music industry. And in Africa, we need people who know their salt, who know their onions. And MBA basically teaches you all of those things, and it covers all of that ground. So you need marketing. You need to know what you're doing in marketing. You need to know what you're doing in management. You need to know what you're doing in A&R. You need to know what you're doing, even with things like accounting, because those things come up at any time. So you need to know what you're doing in each of those areas, and MBA basically gives you a foundation for each of those things, and then you can decide on your own to branch out, study further, or pick up one of those things as an area of specialization.
Kinny Abasi?
Okay, I think Nisi has actually even covered most of the part. But yes, basically, once you pass through the Music Business Academy for Africa program, what really makes it unique in the sense is that the program has two sides of it. So there's a theoretical aspect, and then there's a practical aspect. So while you're learning, let's say, for example, you're learning marketing, you're also preparing marketing plans on the same hand. So you practice, then learn, and then implement. So that makes it tick. So as you're learning, you're implementing. So you learn about, we have a module, there's a module on events and touring actually. So while you're learning about events and touring, you're preparing events properly. You're preparing plans for event plans for the artists that are running under the talent project.
Just to piggyback off what Kini has just said, we have practical applications to everything that we learn. So for events, we have multiple events that take place during the program. We have the graduation, we have hangouts that people can sit up and take charge and organize. For management, we have a talent project. For A&R, we also have a talent project, which people in the program can decide to, you know, they don't even decide to, they take part in all of these things. And at the end of it all, you come up with both practical applicable knowledge as well as the theoretical knowledge that you've gained in the course of the program.
Yeah. And how has the Academy grown since it began? What have been the big sort of landmark developments that have really shown its growth in that time?
So I would say if we're looking from the perspective, would be number one, the level of participation. There has been tremendous growth when you look at the level of participation. For example, I think in the first year, in the pilot phase in 2020, I can't really say what the exact numbers were, but in 2021, we had over 130 something. And in 2022, that number grew to over 300 students, for example. And then in 2022, I had big partners come on board. We had YouTube Music come on board. We had the Old Giant. We had Musical.ly too, for example. We had Wakanao. We had VBank. So basically, there's groups. And, you know, looking back on the alumni too, you'd see we have big alumni spread across various big companies too in the African music business scene. So I would say there's been tremendous growth so far.
Mm. Great. And one of the bigger things we're seeing in that sort of international sense is that we're seeing this huge explosion of interest in West African music around the world. It's maybe the most popular, the hottest form of music right now, and everybody loves it around the world. So it's become a global phenomenon. And how is this attention from around the world, how is it helping develop the next generation of talent in the industry side?
Interesting question, actually. I would say there's a big growth of Afrobeat, you know, on the continent. Amapiano from South Africa, for example, you know, lots of music, lots of genres, subgenres growing. I would say mainly at the Music Business Academy for Africa angle, we are really focused on the business aspect of it. So yes, there's amazing, there's the growth, the artists are getting bigger, but you know, how do we, you know, create an audience that would actually, you know, be able to establish businesses too? You understand, how do we exploit this artist growth? So we need people that are familiar with, you know, the different sectors, for example, you know, management, marketing. How do we make sure that we have more artists in the pipeline? How do we make sure that we have people that are employable for different record labels setting shop, you know, different music companies coming into the market, different distribution companies too? So we're focused on building that talent pipeline for both them, for the business angle. So I would say the growth so far has been, you know, interesting to actually look from the outside point. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to just chip in something. So for us at the MBA, our mission is to develop a sort of a foolproof vocational program that's adaptable to the African market. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to build an ecosystem whereby we as Africans, we can thrive at the same time to be able to tell our own stories, you know, to be equipped to, you know, tell our own stories at the same time, to be able to say, okay, this emerging market is attractive for investment. Now you're bringing in this structures. That means you need people who are trained to make sure the structure survives. So what we're doing at the MBA is that we're trying to sustain the ecosystem from the educational point of view. Because when you look at it, we've had we have students who are scattered across the continents doing great things for AudioMac, 1RPM, Sony, you name it. So it pretty much for us, when we look at this success story, it reevaluates our mission as a vocational program in the continent.
When the students arrive, and what are their ambitions? What do they want to do in the music business?
So when they arrive, a lot of them, they have aspirations. Most of them, they just want to learn. They come in with a novice mindset, hoping to take something out of it at the end of the program. Take, for instance, myself. I came in as a novice in search of information, in search of people. And these are the things that the MBA gave to me. The MBA connected me with people. These people are my colleagues that I was able to exchange value with while we're in the program. These people are my colleagues who have seen my work ethics as regards to the music industry. So that's one of the things the MBA affords you. It gives you the opportunity to try. Then at the same time, you have the opportunity to work. So if, for instance, if you want to be a talent manager, you have the opportunity to function in the management department. So it gives you working experience basically at the end of the day.
Great. And Nissi?
Okay, so I'm speaking from my personal perspective, right? When I joined the MDA, I wanted to brush up on my management skills. And in that process, I kind of learned more about project management. And that's how I came to be the project manager for CIFA. So we all come in with different ideas and different aspirations of what we want to be. And like every program or like every course that you take in life, some people drop off, some people will follow it through to the end and actually see their particular aspirations come to life. Some people will change their course of their path or change their direction in the course of taking the course. So it's really interesting because everyone comes in with a different mindset and with a different idea of what they want their life to look like after the program. But you tend to see that sometimes things shift and there's like a change in whatever it is that you came in to do because you're getting more ideas and more insights and more knowledge. So you now have a clearer idea of what you would like to do or where you would possibly fit in the industry.
And what is the response from the music industry companies there? So the companies that are growing and looking for new talent, new young people to work in their music businesses, what is their feedback on the students that you're producing? Pokyos.
Just some days ago, I got a call from a music exec, one of the best and the biggest entertainment lawyers in the country. She reached out and she was like, I need you guys to be on the lookout for someone who's passionate about music publishing and has a very vast knowledge on law. So what that does for us is it gives us the opportunity to be able to give feedback and say, at the end of the day, these are the three people we think fit this criteria you're looking for. Then we send them across to her for her to do the screening and sort them out. Likewise, also, a week ago, we got a request from someone in Zimbabwe. We had to send two recommendations from our alumni who are based in that country. So all these opportunities, they keep coming on and on. And the more they come, the more we get the referrals.
Yeah. That's great. That's great to hear. And so looking forward then, as a final question, you're looking, there's obviously momentum is building, the students are going out there and engaging with the industry successfully, and that's all really positive news. So if you're looking ahead now to, say, the next 5 years of MBA, what are you looking for in terms of the growth, and what will be indicators that success is still happening in 5 years' time? Nisi.
So I'm going to say that in the next 5 years, right, if we are looking at measures of success for MBA, we're definitely looking at more people from MBA, more people who have taken MBA, being a huge part of the African music ecosystem and developing it past what it already is, right? So the African music system is growing and it's expanding, and we're taking African music outside Africa and all over the world. And there's so many new things, so many new sounds, so many new artists and all of that. And, you know, for all of that to happen, for there to be a beautiful ecosystem, for there to be such a structure, we need people who are professional and people who know what they're doing. And MBA is bringing out a ton of people who know what they're doing, who have their mind set to do the right thing with African music. And, you know, in the next couple of years, we're definitely going to see multiple people from MBA who are going to be in the, you know, in the top 10 or top 5 or top spheres of African music. So, yeah.
Great. And thank you. And Pocus, then.
So for me and my vision and what I'm saying as regards to the MBA in the next 5 years, I think at the moment we've been able to diversify our curriculum into French and Swahili languages. So what we are looking out to do is, in the next 5 years, we want to be able to equip Africa with an empowered workforce that can be able to sustain our African music industry.
Great. Okay. Well, look, I will put some links to MBA for Africa around the podcast, and listeners can check it out and see what you're doing and see some of the successes that you've got on your website and things like that. But yeah, thank you all very much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Okay, so thank you to Kini Abesi, Pokis Jan, and Nisi Utho for talking to me just there. I've put some links to MBA for Africa next to the podcast and strongly recommend that you check it out and see what they're up to. If you found the conversation useful, please share it on with someone else who you think will get something out of it. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd like to hear from you. You can email me on joe@musically.com. That's joe@musically.com. Link to that beneath the podcast as well. And also to our free weekly email called The Knowledge, which rounds up bits and pieces of all the best analysis, news, marketing insight, and skills from across the board at Music Ally. So sign up and you'll immediately become a better person. You'll find all those links beneath the podcast. All right, thanks for listening. It's been great to have you as ever. I've been Joe Sparrow, and until next time, farewell.